Now we welcome in from Decatur Rotary Club, John Mahaffey. John, where'd you find these guys? Where did this idea come into play?
Our district governor sent out a email going, hey, does anybody want to help this guy out with housing and some dinners and things like that to help defer his expenses? And so my wife and I volunteered to keep him up for the two nights that he was going to be in Decatur.
That's cool. And Ralph Zuki is the owner of Ralph's Rickshaw Rides. Now, you work in St. Louis?
Yeah, I do.
Is this the main gig, the rickshaw rides down there?
No, actually, I'm a carpenter by trade.
Okay. Yeah. The rickshaw rides, you do that as a side job? Or
actually, hopefully this is a one and done.
It's okay.
A long ride, and I don't think I'll do that again.
Well, you probably feel okay so far. You've gone from St. Louis to Decatur. We're not even – how close are we to the end destination now?
Oh, I got another 675-ish.
That sounds awful. You got a little help. Tiggs is here. Tiggs, is that your first name or your last name or what?
Last name.
Last name? Did he not tell anybody his first name?
Not often.
I'm not quite sure.
So tell me, what did this idea, where did it come from? What are you doing it for?
Well, I'm doing it to raise awareness that polio is still a thing.
Okay.
And as a Rotarian, that's one of our big goals we've had for 32 years, okay, is the elimination of polio worldwide. And it just worked out. It was a good timing. I knew that with Rotary at my backside that I would get a lot of support along the way. And so we're taking it from St. Louis to Toronto, which is where we have our international conference.
Okay.
And we're going to raise some money while we're at it.
Sure. So you're a Rotary Club member.
Yeah, I'm actually the president of the Fairview Heights Rotary Club.
Okay, Fairview Heights, gotcha. So that's where the connection comes from. Is Rotary throughout the whole country?
It's throughout the world.
Throughout the world?
We got 36,000 clubs throughout the world with over 1.2 million members.
That's awesome. I know our boy Mike Holvey's in there as well. So you're the second Rotary Club, second and third Rotary Club members to be on the show today. It's funny you said polio's still a thing, because when I asked John when I asked him via text, what are you doing this for? I said that's still a thing.
That's what everyone says.
Polio is still a thing. How prevalent is it? Is it not so much in this country?
It hasn't been in this country since the late 80s.
Okay.
We are certified polio free. But to give you an idea, when Rotary first made this a goal, there was 350,000 cases a year.
Okay.
Now last year it was 22 cases worldwide, which is why we're also doing this over 22 days and we're trying to raise 22,000.
What's the goal here? Vaccinations?
It's vaccinations is part of the cost. The other cost is monitoring.
Okay.
So you have to maintain labs, and that's apparently very expensive to do.
Yeah. So surprising, huh?
One of the reasons that we're able to do it is because we're non-political and non-religious.
Okay.
So we're able to come into these countries, and they trust us to do that. But one of the biggest problems, and it's mainly in Pakistan and Afghanistan, is that they don't have the infrastructure. And these vaccines have to remain cold before they're used.
Really?
Otherwise, it could be bad side effects. So getting it to the places that need it, the places that don't have electricity and are hot, is a logistical nightmare.
Gotcha. I see. So this is there a reason this is close to you?
Not personally. It's more that I'm a Rotarian.
Okay.
And that is, I want to see this goal. I mean, we're so close.
Yeah.
I want to see it done.
Yeah,
I think it'll be a tremendous thing. Every Rotarian should be extremely proud of what we've done already and what we're about to accomplish.
You literally want to wipe one of the roughest illnesses of the last century off the earth.
It'll be only the second disease that's ever been eradicated.
What's the first?
Smallpox.
Okay, awesome. So you came up with this idea. Did the timing just work when you came up with the idea? Like, we got just enough time to put this together, and I can get to the meeting.
For the whole ride, I actually came up with this last year in July, or actually June, and
probably felt like it would never get here, so you're not really going to have to do it.
I did a lot of training. I knew better. I knew better not
That's
to
good.
I have about 2,500 miles of training in just to do this ride.
How did you train? Just riding the bike?
Lots of riding.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't ride with the rickshaw, which maybe was a mistake. I probably should have done a little more with that, but we'll make it through. We'll make it happen.
Some people might not know what a rickshaw is. How would you explain it to them?
Rickshaw is you have a bicycle, and this has a metal frame that comes off the back, and I've mounted, basically it's a reclining chair that I built.
Okay.
That looks like an old Barca lounger.
That's pretty cool.
So it's extremely comfortable.
And you're pulling, nobody's sitting in it, by the way, but you're pulling this all the way. So when did you leave Fairview Heights, or did you take off from there?
Yeah, left on Friday.
And Did you come all the way to Decatur?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Well, not on the first day. Friday, I went to Staunton, Illinois.
Staunton, okay.
Then we went up to Springfield and then over to Decatur.
You got here last night, I think,
yes.
Right?
Yesterday afternoon, I met him in Fairview Park, which is kind of neat that his club's in Fairview, Illinois.
Sure. Any issues? Is this something you've kind of notified state police of? I mean, obviously, they're not going to send anybody out there. You've got TIGs for that, but...
No, actually, it's been amazing. Whenever we stop to hydrate, people just come up and they want to know more. It's a great way to engage them.
Is that kind of the idea that maybe somebody will just, you know, you stop in the towns and that's the primary way to raise money, right? But if a few people said, well, let me give you something.
Yeah. We're doing a lot on Facebook. So we have a Facebook page. It's Ralph's Rickshaw Ride for Polio.
Okay.
And you can donate there. Also, you can go to Rotary6510.org and donate there.
Ralph's Rickshaw Ride for Polio. There you go. And I'm assuming that you're going to update when you go to new towns?
I update several times a day.
Yeah. Barca Lounger, Rickshaw, you're going to have this over at the Civic Center today. Is this right? You just kind of said, let's go set it up and try to raise some money. And you're only here for today?
Yeah, I leave tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's going to give rides.
Yes.
It's going to actually be used.
Yeah, some donations right around downtown a little bit.
And I will challenge anyone to get into that rickshaw and get out without smiling, because it's just such a goofy thing.
How much do you hate fat guys like me?
Doesn't bother me at all. No, amazingly, on flat ground, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't even matter, because once you get the momentum going, you're good.
If we were on a hill, yeah, maybe a little bit.
Different story. This is a brand new thing. This is a new chair. You haven't done this before. Right? I saw Ralph's Rickshaw Rides. I was like, I wonder if he's been doing this for a long time. Yeah. But this is just, you just came up with it for this.
I've used this as a fundraising tool for the American Diabetes Association years ago. But then it just seemed like the right time to rebrand it and the right place to do it.
This would be kind of a cool thing to have around downtown Decatur. And if anybody wants to ask you about how to build this chair, you could probably help them out, right?
I'd be happy to show them how to build it.
Wouldn't it be kind of cool, John, to get some rides? You can start with it tonight from the guy who's going to ride to Canada. The media will probably start, we're the nobodies here, right? You know, hopefully you're going to start gaining a little bit more of a following.
Right.
That's what we're hoping.
Has it popped up yet, St. Louis note that you left? Or?
We're starting to get, we've had some Facebook posts from other countries already.
Oh, cool.
So, hopefully it will. We're hoping for that snowball effect that by the time we get to Toronto, this will be a pretty big deal.
Legs weren't sore pulling in on Sunday, three days in?
Not so bad. So Sunday was not, I had a great day coming in. We had tailwinds. It was really windy here.
Yeah.
But the gods of cycling were looking down favorably on me yesterday. Yeah. So it was an easy ride. Saturday was tough. We did 70 miles on Saturday, and I kid you not.
Beat you up.
I was pretty wiped out.
You expect to be pretty beat up by the end of this probably, right?
Probably.
Yeah. What's the next stop? And how tight is your schedule?
It's pretty tight. We do know where we're going to be every night along this trip. However, there is some room for flexibility.
Okay.
We try to be accommodating, particularly to Rotary clubs,
okay,
so that we can get to their meetings if there's a meeting anywhere in the area. If we can make it, we'll make it. Even if it means... we'll throw it into the truck, go to their meeting, come back to where we left, and then finish out the ride.
You're going
to
ride from spot to spot, from spot, everything that happens within that point. Now, yes. While you're somewhere, you might not ride around town the whole time, which is fair. So how many stops do you have left? How many days is this? Do we know?
This is day 4 of 22.
Of 22. So you're going to ride every day, you think?
No, there'll be 3 more scheduled off days.
Okay. So you're going to ride...
I think South Bend is my next off day.
You got about 15 more days of riding.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too bad. So you're going, how are you getting there? I'm not sure exactly where in Canada you're going.
We're going to Toronto. If you go up, we're going to go up to South Bend, across to Ann Arbor, to basically Detroit.
Through Michigan. Then.
Windsor, and then across to Toronto from Windsor.
I hope there's video of you crossing the border, right? That's going to be pretty neat.
I'm going to make sure, although I don't think I can do it on the bike. I think both crossings
make you.
There, they're going to make me put it in the truck.
Gotcha. You ride to the border and then...
I'm trying. I told him, even if it's in the middle of the night,
yeah,
if you would let me cross that bridge on the bike, I'd be thrilled.
Yeah.
So we're trying. I just don't know if we're going to be able to pull it off.
If not, you got to get video of you riding up to it and then riding away from it. At least you can fool a lot of people, right? Tiggs, what's your job in all this, other than, you're driving the safety vehicle behind?
Yeah, just...
throwing waters at him?
I'm trying to sing to him the whole way.
That's kind. Do you guys have communication? You got walkies?
No, but it is funny. There's times I'll be riding through like a cornfield, not here singing in the back. It's like, I guess he's still with me.
Dave, you wrote a Remember? What made you come on this journey?
Well, Ralph, he's like one of my inspirations. I'm also a craftsman. And he came over and he was like, hey, could I use your little teardrop trailer that I built last year to go across the country? I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, what are you doing? I'm like, for the next couple of days, you know. And he's like, you want to come with? I was like, yeah. And so it's been this amazing trip to like see the country at 8 miles an hour. And
are you from the Fairview Heights area?
St. Louis area.
St. Louis area. Yeah, yeah. So have you been? Maybe you've been. Maybe you've never been to Decatur. It's not a big deal. But have you been anywhere like Chicago area or South Bend or Michigan?
Yeah, I've traveled the entire country.
Oh, okay, really?
Yeah, that was the purpose of the trailer.
Of the trailer,
so just to immerse myself in this, this great, great land we have here.
And you settled back. Is that back home then? In St.
Yeah,
Louis?
St.
You
settled back home. Yeah.
I hope there's no carpentry work needed done in the next 18 days. Actually, probably for about the 18 days after that, too, right? You're not going to be climbing any ladders, are you?
I have a couple clients who probably aren't real happy with me, but in fairness, I did tell them about last year, so they still hired me.
We got half the flooring done in this room, and this guy's riding to Canada.
You don't really need a toilet.
Oh, I think this is great. And stop by when you ride back through. You're going to ride all the way home, too, right?
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Who drives home? Is that all Tiggs?
No, actually... Tiggs will be with me tomorrow, and then I have a niece who's coming in, taking a few days.
Gotcha.
I have three drivers going across.
Gotcha. So you're heading home.
Yeah.
Where's your niece from?
She's from Wisconsin.
So she's kind of coming down to pick you up.
Yep, she's going to come down, meet me in Champaign, and then take me for the next, I think, 5 days. And then I have a friend flying in from St. Louis who will take me the last 12 days.
Is there a goal tonight, John? You know, hopefully make a couple $100. Just every penny is going to help.
Right. Now, you know, we'll be giving free rides down here at the Civic Center from 6 to 7 tonight. Okay. But every dollar that we collect, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation matches 2-for-1.
No kidding.
Yeah, so if we collect $20, we get to donate 60.
Okay.
So you can imagine that would pile up pretty quick.
Yeah. Is that the whole way, or is that just to the Decatur?
No, that's all of the money that Rotary
brings in
for polio.
The whole trip, okay.
No, not just the whole trip. I mean, we donate,
period.
Our club donates
period
thousands of dollars, or just our club alone, thousands of dollars to polio every year.
Okay.
This isn't a one-time thing.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for a long
but
time.
But it will include the whole trip, obviously.
Yes,
everything that all Rotaries of the world do, they match, or at least the U.S. offices, is that what
Actually,
they match?
It's all of Rotaries.
They match them all?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
They've got a lot of money.
do you think, have they accomplished some things, the Gates family? Do they have a few bucks?
Yeah.
They have a large portion of Warren Buffett's money as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they essentially have given away more money than everyone else combined, and they're going to continue to do so. They lead in innovation on things like trying to reinvent the toilet, condoms, getting rid of polio, and Bill and Melinda really lead the way on a lot of
stuff. The guy in your Facebook picture kind of resembles old Bill. You know, I think you could just start telling people.
That's actually the president of Rotary International, Ian Reisling from Australia.
You can get away with saying that's Gates, though, I think. He's just got enough of the gray hair with the glasses look that, yeah, I had him in my chair. Has anybody famous been in that chair yet?
Me.
So no?
No.
Well, I'd say Ian is probably the most famous that's been in it so far.
Cool.
But
all right.
My hopes is that we will add to that. I am going to have some people sign the chair as we go along.
Oh, that's cool.
And, you know, who knows? Maybe by the time I get done, I'll be so tired of that chair, I'll just go ahead and put it up for auction.
Yeah, not a bad idea, huh?
Now, we did have Tom Lissel from the Herald Review in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yesterday. Yeah.
There you go. That's... he's amazingly slightly more famous than John Mahaffey.
Yes.
All right. Good luck. Have fun as much as you can. Glad you got guys like Tiggs and your niece coming along to help out a little bit. So off you go, right?
All right. Well, thank you very
much. Have fun. Yeah. Thanks a lot. It's you can check all this Ralph's Rickshaw Ride for Polio on Facebook and track it along all the way throughout June 22nd. Is that the meeting or is that when you're pulling into Toronto?
That's when I pull into Toronto.
June 22nd, 2 o'clock our time, he'll be pulling into Simcoe Park in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. It's pretty impressive. Have fun with it. I think you're kind of crazy, but it's really cool while you're doing it.
Thank you.
He's Ralph Zuki. Tiggs was here with him, and John Mahaffey from Decatur Rotary. Anything else you have to throw in there, John? Or
no.
Civic Center, 6 to 7.
6 to 7 tonight.